From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama seeks to reassure Americans after a week of violence. Mr. Obama's remarks came at the NATO summit in Warsaw following two fatal police shootings of African Americans and an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. The president called Dallas sniper Micah Johnson a deranged individual who does not represent blacks in America. Mr. Obama said Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by fatal police shootings involving two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota.
And we have to make sure that all of us step back, do some reflection, and make sure that the rhetoric that we engage in is constructive and not destructive.
Meanwhile, in Dallas on Saturday, the people of the city were working through the emotions of Thursday's violence and trying to make sense of the tragedy. A makeshift memorial for the five slain officers continued to grow. Mayor Mike Rawlings visited that memorial and said the outpouring of love since Thursday's attacks has shown how people really feel about Dallas police.
That's what makes it great. That's what makes you hopeful that we can do this, that we can move from senselessness, absurdity, that's like a Camus novel, to something that has redemption and hope in it. And that's ultimately what we need.
There is late word from Dallas at this hour that an anonymous threat has been called in, and police have issued a lockdown at police headquarters in that city. This is VOA News.